The role of corporate money in Vermont politics has come under scrutiny this election cycle, but Republican candidate for Governor Phil Scott continues to welcome financial support from businesses large and small. And a VPR analysis reveals that more than half of Scott's campaign war chest has come from businesses or the men and women who run them. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has the story.
The heightened focus on corporate money in politics this cycle is due in large part to the rallying cries of Bernie Sanders and several politicians in Vermont. Democratic candidate for Governor Sue Minter among them have sworn off direct donations from corporate entities altogether. Not Phil Scott.
We're proud to have their support.
Scott says contributions from businesses demonstrate how in tune he is with their needs. And a VPR analysis of financial disclosures at the Secretary of State's office show just how significant a role they've played in funding his campaign. Of the $1.17 million Scott has raised this cycle, more than half, $623,000, has come from businesses and the CEOs, presidents, founders, or owners who run them. Scott may wear those donations as a badge of honor. Elections watchdogs say they're cause for concern.
When a corporation gives, it's not a person expressing a political belief. It's an entity designed to make money, presumably doing something that it thinks is going to make it money.
That's Ian Vandewalker, counsel to the Brennan Center of Justice, a law and policy institute at the New York University School of Law. Vandewalker says that when businesses give, the politicians they support inevitably make note of it.
Human nature is that you look out for the people who have done you favors.
It's a premise that Phil Scott and his supporters reject. Supporters like Jermaine Bordeaux, a Swanton business owner who, along with his wife and two of their businesses, have contributed $16,000 to the Scott campaign this year.
So I think he's a person that will see on his own without any one of us expecting for him to do something favorable because somebody gave him a few dollars, okay? I don't see that in him.
Scott has taken in about $43,000 from the agriculture sector this year, according to VPR's analysis. Bordeaux's family-owned agribusiness serves customers in New York, Vermont, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, and Canada. Bordeaux says it's Scott's business acumen and concerns for farmers that won his support, not the expectation of favors if Scott is elected.
I'm thinking that we have a man here who understands business, and he understands that agriculture is the largest industry in the state of Vermont.
The same goes for John Connor, a partner at Connor Contracting, which gave $4,000 to Scott's campaign. The construction sector, not surprisingly, has been particularly generous with Scott and accounts for $179,000 of his total haul. Scott owns a construction business himself and runs a campaign out of an office building owned by Associated General Contractors of Vermont, a trade association that Scott belongs to. Connor says the contractors don't have any hidden motives.
We're a supporter of Phil because we believe in the way that he acts and his integrity and his decision-making. No, we don't expect anything at all in return.
Scott Swenson is the vice president of communications at Common Cause, a national government accountability organization. Swenson says the issue is not about the integrity or trustworthiness of donors or the candidates they support.
So it has less to do with the person that's running for office and more to do with the system that they're forced to run in.
And a political system that allows corporate entities to play an outsized role in the elections process, according to Swenson, is a system rigged in favor of the corporate entities supplying the money.
They get to set the agenda. They get to help decide what's going to be on the legislative agenda, and they get to help write, in some cases, that legislation.
Vermont law sets a $4,000 limit on contributions to gubernatorial candidates, but through LLCs and immediate family members, some business people in Vermont have contributed in excess of $20,000 to Scott's campaign. In a state like Vermont, Swenson says that's an influential sum. Members of the real estate industry account for about $67,000 in donations to Scott. The fuel industry has given close to $64,000, and the automotive sector, car dealers mostly, has given Scott $54,000. Brittany Wilson of the Scott campaign says voters need not worry about those contributions influencing the candidate's public policy decisions if he's elected governor.
So cannot be bought.
The Brennan Center for Justice's Ian Vandewalker says voters should be skeptical of those assurances.
Of course everybody probably honestly believes about themselves that they're not influenced by this money.
But Vandewalker says human nature is what it is.
And it raises a question, at the very least, about these relationships and is somebody getting more out of government than everybody else.
Although businesses make up the bulk of Scott's money, the support is homegrown, and 90% of Scott's total haul came from within the state of Vermont. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.